Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sexy Talk. I'm your host, Beauty Tracy Wilson, known as Beauty in Twitter, Beauty Wilson in Instagram, and author of the series, How Far Are You Willing to Go? Murder is Just the Beginning, at BeautifulPublications.com. As you listen to the smooth, sultry, sensual, sexy sounds, I want to take you back to the first time you made love with the one you're with. The first time he touched you there. The first time she touched you there. The first kiss. The first time you felt each other's tongues. The first orgasm. I want you to feel it as you reminisce on those memories. I want you to make new memories. I want you to feel it as you reminisce on those fantasies you made come true. I want you to create new fantasies, and I want you to call in and talk about those memories, those fantasies, and those realities. This is Sexy Talk for mature, sexy listeners only. All mature, sexy listeners, singers, writers, and lovers are invited to join me in the chat room and call in at 657-383-1721.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sexy Talk. I'm your host, Beauty Wilson. This is Saturday evening, November 26, 2016. It has been a long time coming for this episode. I've been a host of Blog Talk Radio since February 2008. So it's been a long time, and I took a hiatus to go back to the drawing board and do it over and hopefully do it right. My mission at Beautiful Publications is to take you on a psychological, emotional, and thrilling journey, inviting you into my world where you can taste, see, hear, touch, and feel standing in place, standing in time, delving further and further into my head, delving further and further into my heart, all while simultaneously allowing me access to the essence of you, all while simultaneously allowing me access to the core of your being, leaving you craving, wanting, starving, and lusting for more erotic fiction drama. When I started this series, How Far Are You Willing to Go? Murder is Just the Beginning. Originally, I didn't have a subtitle. And as I got further into it, and the people that I was working with, one of them asked me, well, what would be your subtitle? And I started thinking about how I created these characters and all of the drama and everything that they would go through. And I thought, murder is just the beginning. because that's only the beginning of what happens throughout the series. Now, you may ask, well, what else is there besides murder? I wouldn't dare dream of spoiling the surprise for you by giving you a hint of what goes on besides murder. But murder is definitely just the beginning in the series. Originally, way, way back, a long, long time ago, it was going to be maybe at the most two books. But as I got into it and I started developing the characters and the plot started coming along, I said to myself, I can't do this in two books. The story isn't finished. And then we got to three books, and I said, no, it's still not finished. When I wrote the very first book, before I even started this series, and I had a completely different title, people were saying, well, they were asking me, well, what happens to this one? And what happens to that character? And why does this character not like this person? And so on. And I said, oh, I've got to answer all these questions. And that's how the story developed. And as I started answering the questions and developing the characters, more questions popped up. And I said, oh, now I've got to answer that. And it just continued to fall into place. I had a great deal of the series written sometime last year, January of 2016, shortly after the new year. I said, okay, I'm going to settle down and I'm going to focus and I'm going to finish this series. And some of you who have been following me for a while in Facebook, you may recall where I posted I had chapters that were maybe as short as one page, but then you also may recall where I had chapters that were 20 pages and I would say something like, it's not finished yet. And sometimes that's what happens in my process. And there's no right or wrong. There's no rhyme or reason. When I came to an end and when I felt that the chapter was finished, that's when it would end. If it was one page, if it was 12 pages, if it was 20 pages, if it was, yes, even 30 pages. And for those of you who crave erotic, sensual, sexual fiction, I do have a chapter titled Just Ask. And from the beginning to the end of that chapter is 30 pages, but nothing of what you're craving and more. Which part is it in? You'll have to read the series to find out. So I'm going to let you ponder on that. And in that vein, I'm going to give you some more music for your listening pleasure.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking. Let me ask you something. What time of the day have you ever made love just before breakfast? Have you ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on a couch? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on the back seat of a car? I remember one time I made love on the back seat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me, and I said, I'm stroking. That's what I'm doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking. me ask you something. How long has it been since you made love? Huh? Did you make love yesterday? Did you make love last week? Did you make love last year? Or maybe it might be that you're planning on making love tonight. But just remember, when you start making love, you make it hard. Making love to my woman, I don't stop until I know she's satisfied. And I can always tell when she gets satisfied, because when she gets satisfied, she starts calling my name. She said, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter. Ooh, shit, Clarence Carter. The other night I was stroking my woman, and it got so good to her. You know what she told me? Let me tell you what she told me. She said, stroke it, Clarence Carter, but don't stroke so fast. If my stuff ain't tight enough, you can stick it up my...
You can stick it up my... Oh, I be stalking.
Welcome back to Sexy Talk on Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to Beauty Tracy Wilson, your host. Before Clarence Carter started talking to us about stroking, say that 10 times without getting tongue-tied, and before you take that shot, but anyway, we were talking about the series and how I developed the characters as things and how many chapters and how some chapters are 30 pages long. And for the people who love the sensual and the sexy, I'm giving you everything that you want and then some. I'm just not going to let you know which book contains which chapter. You'll find that out as you read the series. One of the questions I did get from someone when I attended an informational expo was, do you have samples of your work? And I thought that it would be a good idea to put samples of my writing on my website, because for those of you who don't know me, you might want a sample of what my writing is before you purchase the book. So I'm going to read you a sample that was published back in March 2010. Actually, it was March 2012. And this is entitled Feed Me, and it's written from the male point of view. Feed me. I don't know what it is about her, this whore. I've been coming in here watching her go from man to man to man. Every night, our routine has been the same for the past week. I come into the bar. I order a whiskey sour. The bartender places the drink in front of me. I reach for the drink. I turn to observe her whispering in this man's ear. I start sipping my drink as they walk past me, whispering, giggling. I see them leave the bar and head towards the hotel lobby through the bottom of my glass. And as I begin to feel the effects of the liquor, I ask the bartender for another. And as I begin sipping my second drink, I ask myself, what is it about her that's so intoxicating? What does she whisper in their ear that turns them into whimpering puppies, so willing, so eager to follow her out this bar, into the lobby, onto the elevator? What goes on in that elevator anyway? Hey. Her whisper startled me, causing me to drop my drink, spilling it all over my suit. Bitch. Bartender, she called to him, commanding. And I watched as he obeyed her command as she slid her arm underneath my coat and around my waist. My initial instinct was to grab her hand, which I did. But once I touched her hand, I couldn't follow through with telling the bitch to get the fuck off me. Her hand felt so good in my hand. Her arm felt so good around my waist. She felt so good standing next to me, leaning into me. And my dick was trying to push its way through my pants. Thank God for quality zippers. Yes, the bartender answered, smiling mischievously, interrupting my thoughts, but not my feelings or my senses. I'll have what he's having, she answered as she looked up into my eyes. Will you have your drinks here, or shall I send them up to your room? The bartender whispered to her, as if I wasn't sitting there, being held by her, smiling mischievously. Send them up to her room, I commanded, as I rose from my seat, not letting go of her hand, pulling her into me, walking towards the hotel lobby with her head laying against my chest. As we walked towards the elevator, I began to answer my own questions from earlier with more questions. I don't know what it is, but I want it. Bad. And I couldn't wait for the elevator doors to open. I was starving. I had to taste her. So I leaned towards her face, tilted her head ever so softly, and kissed her. Excuse me, someone said as they came off the elevator, some pushing past us, others admiring us as we walked into the elevator. I began to answer another question I had earlier when I wondered what happened behind these closed doors. I tried to kiss her again, and she placed her hand on my chest, gently pushing me away from her. My pride was hurt until she whispered, "Wait," and then the elevator doors opened. I heard the click as she opened the door to the penthouse suite, but my mind was a blur. She sat or pushed me down onto the leather swivel chair, sat across my lap, slipped my coat off my shoulders, and as I closed my eyes, there was a knock at the door. "I'll be right back," she whispered as she went to get up, but I wasn't having it. I had waited long enough. I didn't give a damn who was at the door. I grabbed her firmly by the waist, brought her back down onto my throbbing dick, pulled her close to my mouth, and kissed her forcefully. "Wait," she said as I kissed and licked her earlobe and her neck. "I don't want to," I said as I buried my head in her blouse, licking her cleavage, biting the buttons off her blouse, licking and sucking her breasts. Her breathing and moans let me know she didn't want to wait either, as she pushed my head further down towards her nipples, arching her back so I could lick them and suck them. "Oh, dear, please excuse me. I'm so sorry," he said as he rolled the cart into the room. "Can we help you?" I growled as she began kissing and licking my earlobe. "I'm sorry." I knocked. There was no answer. "I thought you weren't here. You're Driggs." "I'm so embarrassed," he cried as he turned to run out the room. "Wait," she yelled, startling us both. Yes, ma'am," he answered. "Come back here," she commanded, "and bring the cart with you." Here's the cart, ma'am," he answered, as he eased the cart towards us, arm extended. "Get out," she commanded, as she went back to kissing and licking my earlobe. Something or someone took over when I heard the click as the door closed. "Now, where were we?" I moaned as I slid her blouse off her shoulders, exposing her voluptuous breasts. "Wait," she whispered as she slid off my lap and stood up. I was about to tell her I didn't want to, but she slid the satin pillows off the bed, dropped them on the floor in front of her, and dropped to her knees before I could say anything. "May I?" she asked as she slowly and deliberately unleashed my throbbing dick from my pants. "Yes, you may," I whispered as I grabbed her head with both my hands. "Oh, baby, it's been so long," I moaned. And then she stopped. "Shit!" She saw my wedding band. "What the fuck am I doing here?" I can't, I thought to myself as she poured my drink on my swollen dick, let it dribble down my balls, and proceeded to lick her way up. "I can't," I said out loud. At least that's the way I remember it. But her tongue felt so good, I can't be sure. "Yes. Yes, you can," she moaned as she engulfed me into her mouth. The side of her head, the scent of her hair. "I'm coming," I moaned as I erupted into her throat. To my pleasure, she continued to suck my dick ever so softly, skillfully, humming as she did so, sending small, sensitive after-orgasms down my shaft. "Wait," I whispered. "No," she panted without stopping. "Your dick is magnificent, more magnificent than I imagined." "More than you imagined," I panted as she slowly eased her mouth. "Come here," I whispered as I pulled her up to me and kissed her. "Stand up," I commanded. As she obeyed, I slid her skirt down to the floor, exposing her swollen vulva glistening with juice. "May I?" I asked as she climbed up to my face. "Yes, you may," she moaned as I picked up the drink, spread her legs, poured the drink all over her swollen vulva, and proceeded to suck her dry. My attempts to suck her dry were futile because the more I sucked, the harder she came. The harder she came, the more juice there was for me to drink. And I was ravenous and thirsty. "Feed me," I moaned as she grabbed my head and pushed it hard. I slid my fingers into her pussy, licking them dry as I pulled them out, licking her inner vulva and clit as I slid them back in. I don't know how much time passed, how many orgasms she had, or how she managed to smother my face without collapsing from orgasming. But I do remember being on top of her, inside of her, smothering her muffled sounds of orgasmic pleasure, not because I wanted to smother her, but because I was so deep inside her. I didn't want to come up for fear my dick would leave her. The more she thrust, the deeper I went. Harder. Yes. Give it to me, I heard. The next thing I remember is being back at the bar. Hey, her whisper started me again, causing me to drop my drink, spilling it all over my suit again. Bitch, I was telling my friend here about our night, I whispered as I began licking and kissing her earlobe. And he'd like us all to go upstairs if you're interested. I can't do that, she whispered as she pulled me close to her and kissed me while my friend watched. Why not, I whispered as I kissed her back, noticing out the corner of my eye that my friend's dick was standing at attention. Because, she whispered as she leaned into me, kissing my neck, this isn't my pussy, it's yours. My friend disappeared, the bartender disappeared, the hotel lobby disappeared. I looked around at the sun shining into the penthouse suite. I looked into my wife's eyes, pulled her close to me and kissed her. You hungry? She asked mischievously. Yes, I answered as I slid down beneath the covers. Damn it, I yelled as the alarm jolted me out of my dream and I banged my head on the nightstand. You okay, honey? She asked as she pulled the covers back and kissed my forehead. No, I'm not, I breathed as I pushed her down on her back and slid my tongue from her cleavage down to her belly. What can I do to make it better? She moaned, arching her back. Feed me. We are just about done with tonight's episode of Sexy Talk. Please look for this and check out my books, the questions and interview pictures at beautifulpublications.com. And since we've got about 3 minutes left in the show, I'm going to take you out of here with Smokey Robinson. Thank you for listening.
The most exciting. to me.